We've been talking a lot about social media on the show, and the one area of social media that friends, colleagues, business people always ask me, Steve, what's your position on Twitter? And I often say, I don't really have a position on Twitter other than confusion. So let's bring on, I think, the person that I think knows more about Twitter than anybody, Don Power. Don is with Sprout Social. He is a consultant and blogger on all things social media, but especially he seems well-versed in Twitter. Don, thanks for joining me.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure.
So here you are, a social media guru living happily in Nanaimo, B.C.
I have a dream job that I get to live in one of the most beautiful places in the world and get to do what I love all day, which is tweeting, believe it or not. Yes, you can get paid to tweet all day.
So you can get paid to tweet all day. So in Nanaimo will now become the tweeting capital of the world instead of the bathtub race.
It's changing. Our profile is changing into a technology and a communication economy. So we're moving along very rapidly with those changes. I'm glad to report.
Now let's talk a little bit about the pressure to understand social media. In all demographics, we are being encouraged to understand what's happening in the social media world, and most of us can grasp Facebook fairly easily, and even LinkedIn and some of the other sites. The one huge area of social media that I think most people do have trouble coming to terms with is finding a place for Twitter in their lives.
Right.
Why is that?
Well, I think Twitter, one of its reasons for success, but also one of its reasons that it hasn't taken off into every nook and cranny of the social media world, is its name. I think, quite frankly, Twitter, a lot of people are put off by the name because it kind of sounds silly. And it isn't silly at all. And so I think that a lot of people who are familiar with Facebook, they stop there because it's a well-known brand. They see it on the evening news. Mm-hmm. Twitter is becoming that way, ubiquitous everywhere. But I think people are still put off by this idea that it's just, it's just a bunch of nonsense. It's tweeting. It's Twitter. It's what is that? I don't know. So I think that prevents people from making that that step, let's say, from being familiar with Facebook and stepping into the Twitter world.
But it is usually the tail end of the same breath. This is my Facebook address. This is me on Twitter. And people see that, so there's this pressure to engage, but they don't understand the purpose. So beyond the fact that it might be a little bit of a silly name, it's the actual application. Is how do I use these little bites of content? How do I make them a part of my life?
Twitter is actually simpler than Facebook. So for your audience who gets Facebook, they should actually get Twitter very easily as well, because it's the status update. It's just that update of what you're doing right now that's important on Twitter. So Facebook has a status update, but it has all these other applications and tabs and photos and all of those things. But Twitter boils all of that right down into a 140-character status update, and it just lets your followers know what you're doing right now. So the immediacy of it is that you can communicate very succinctly and very efficiently with the people in your network.
And really figuring out the content that is going to work for your peer group is the key.
Well, it is and it isn't. I advise people that the main thing to get started in particular on Twitter is simply just to build your network. And there's no real right or wrong way to do it. As long as you're genuine, as long as you're what we call organic, no one wants to hear you broadcast advertising messages all day on Twitter or on Facebook. Our social media is designed to be social and not advertorial. So as long as you're not broadcasting advertising messages and you're being yourself, you will begin to build an audience pretty easily and quickly on Twitter.
If you have something to say.
Well, you know what? I think that as long as you're breathing, you have something to say. I mean, I really underscore that everyone has something to say. And, of course, people are familiar with the sort of common way of thinking about Twitter. Oh, I just tweeted about what I had for breakfast. Why would I care? Why would anyone care what I'm eating for breakfast? Well, the thing is that people will care what you're eating for breakfast, or could care what you're eating for breakfast, in particular if you've just had a great, Eggs Benedict somewhere and that you can recommend the restaurant for others to go and check it out as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the content of what might seem frivolous, actually has value to people who are following you, that they, nowadays, yes, they actually do want to know what you're having for breakfast, because they might want to come join you as well.
Is it essential in your mind? I consider Facebook an essential tool. I think that every adult in our society should understand and should use it. They don't necessarily have to find value in their own lives, but they have to understand it. Yeah. Does Twitter carry the same weight in our society, in your opinion?
Yes. In my opinion and in my experience, Twitter is actually a much more effective tool for communication, and actually even more so a tool for business communication.
Mm-hmm.
Really why that is, in my opinion, what the difference is and what makes Twitter so essential is that it makes communication easier than you would find on Facebook, and I'll explain that. On Facebook, in order to communicate with someone, you have to send them a friend request. And if you're a business and you have a business page, you actually have to entice and solicit someone to come like your page before you can actually have a one-on-one communication with that person.
Yes.
Twitter doesn't have that same barrier. You can actually get on Twitter today, right now, and I can, you know, show your audience actually how to do this. And you can communicate with the owner of your local restaurant. You can communicate with the CEO of the hotel you're about to visit in another city today, in real time, right now, without any of the barriers that Facebook sort of naturally puts up in the way to you know, you have to, not barriers per se, it's more like hurdles, I think, that you have to jump over in Facebook. Twitter doesn't have those same hurdles. So in my opinion, it makes communication even easier.
And we should, communication. And people don't understand what you're talking about. 90% of our audience is going to be a little bit confused. I think I know where you're going.
Yeah.
Is that if you're using Twitter, if the manager of that restaurant or that hotel is using Twitter, somebody on their PR team or themselves are using Twitter,
one of the
things that most companies do that are most effective social communicators is they monitor mentions of their firm, of their enterprise, on Twitter. I always do. I've got mine set up so that anytime anybody puts at Dotto Tech, I'm following it.
That's right.
So if you put down that you're going to at whatever the name of the resort is, they're going to see that you're coming.
Yes. And the beauty is of Twitter is that I don't have to ask for that person to friend me, or I don't have to ask for that communication with the person. I just tweet them and they see it. In Facebook, there's a couple of hurdles that you need to get over first in order for that communication to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I think Twitter is a much more effective and immediate communication tool, even than Facebook. I believe me, Facebook is an incredibly valuable tool, and I believe that you should have a footprint both on Twitter and on Facebook,
now,
just to make sure that you're hitting, you know, you're hitting all of the people who are on one platform, but maybe not necessarily the other.
And I think in the interest of full disclosure, we should point out, how much time in your business day do you spend on Twitter, Don?
Well, again, I'm paid. I mean, I manage a blog, so part of my responsibility is to publish our blog posts.
Let's go short answer, Don. 100%.
And yes, literally, 100% of my day literally is spent on Twitter between, officially, you know, eight hours a day, but I actually have my computer on 24 hours a day.
Yeah, and it's always...
And now I use Twitter to communicate much more than I use email, so...
Well, that's it. And as a matter of fact, when I invited you to talk today, how did I contact you?
Yeah, on Twitter. We have public messages for those that we don't mind everyone seeing, and of course we have direct messages on Twitter, which are private messages between just two people, where we are the only people who can see that. So between public and private messages, that's how we communicated on Twitter to arrange this interview today.
I think what we'll do, Don, is we'll leave it here. We'll make this part one of a series of conversations we'll have over the next little while about Twitter. Next time I want to talk about it, focusing on small business people and see if we can do it from that perspective. But in the meantime...
Well, that's my favorite topic in the world.
It is. And in my mind, it's the sweet spot. It's the sweet spot for Twitter. Sprout Social is the website, sproutsocial.com. Don manages the blog on that site. You can certainly find him all over that. And Sprout Social actually is a wonderful social media tool that people should have take a look at as well.
Yeah.
Don Power, Nanaimo, BC, thanks so much.
All right. Thanks, Steve. Bye-bye.